I met David Kuhn about 4 years ago because of his website, Sounds Hawaiian. It's dedicated to recording, archiving, and sharing the natural sounds of Hawaii. You're listening to his recording here of a native forest. It's from a couple of decades ago, and the material across this site's presented with such care. For example, if you're trying to learn bird calls, you can look up birds by island and by name. He tells you about the bird. You can hear variants of its calls. And he's got mammals, amphibians, native forest birds by island here. But I know his heart resides with the forest birds of Kauai. I originally met David Kuhn up Kokee, and I couldn't wait for us to give him a call and find out what he's been hearing.
Yeah, I wanted to have you know that this is really hard to talk about. This it's terminal for several of the birds here. So I don't, there's no good news around here for the birds.
Does it feel different?
Yeah.
The warmth, how is it different there?
It's probably average 10 degrees warmer than it was 20, 30 years ago. We used to have frost. I haven't seen frost in several years. So warming climate enhances mosquito development. It's having an effect on the bird population.
What are you hearing these days?
Less. Much less. For instance, Anianiau yesterday, I've just concluded that it's no longer at a place where I always used to find it.
You're used to going to places, and you return to them repeatedly, so you can expect to hear almost voices that you're used to, right?
Right, but no longer. In a stretch of maybe a quarter mile of Piheia Trail, even last year, there were six Anianiau. This year, I have not detected one.
The recording that I'm going to find on your website, when is that from?
Probably 20 years ago, but as I said, they do still sing, but you just hear very little of it. As time goes on, there's little reason for a bird to sing if there's nobody to sing to.
David says home rangers used to abut each other in the forest. Birds had to make contact, proclaim territory, mate. But if there's no one else around? What do Anianiau sound like? David Kuhn recorded this about 20 years ago. Anianiau. Okay, there are four Kauai honey creepers. How different can they be? Check out the Akeke'e. Pretty different, with that downward trill at the end. Well, listen to this dawn chorus in the Alaka'i wilderness that David recorded maybe two decades ago.
So, if I record now, there would be nothing to hear.
What does the forest seem like to you walking through it now?
Lonely.
David, for a long time now, has been telling us that he felt like the birds sounded more similar.
Kelly Crampton leads the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Project.
And Justin, hi, my field supervisor on this project, came along and said, yeah, I think maybe David's onto something. And so I connected them with a woman at UH, Christina Paxton, who works in a lab that analyzes sound. So the Lohe Lab with Pat Hart at the University of Hilo, Hawaii, Their whole purpose is to understand song in Hawaiian ecosystems. And that's not just bird song, actually. Like, you know, that's actually also like whale song and dolphin song. They're interested in song generally.
Wait a minute here. Song in the Hawaiian environment? These researchers are onto something so Hawaii and so groundbreaking at UH Hilo Lohe Lab. Kelly explained that Christina Paxton and her team could partner with UH data scientists to find ways to analyze and compare sonograms, looking for overlaps and similarities in bird songs. Their research showed that Kauai's forest is losing both bird populations and cultural diversity. There's a loss of distinctness that could be heard in songs that might be fragmented or composites.
Unfortunately, in current times, the endangered birds have largely disappeared from Kokee'e State Park. And so you have to go far into the Alakai to find them. We are seeing their ranges contract before our very eyes, unfortunately. When I first started on this project, I woke up in the morning and sort of to a deafening dawn chorus echoing around my tent. And we don't really hear that anymore. Even to my ear, it sounds every year a little quieter. I'm really worried about a species called Anianiao in particular, because up until now, it's been really easy to find on the boardwalk. And this year, we don't see it, we don't hear it, and it's a little puzzling because it is supposedly one of the more common species left.
What does it look like?
The Anianiao is a lemon drop. It's a bright, it is my favorite bird. It is this bright, lemony, yellow ball of fluff with beady little eyes and a cute little beak, and it's the smallest of the Kauai forest birds. It's only the weight of 4 pennies, so very small little bird, but always sort of very cheery and perky, and so it makes me very sad to have not seen it my last couple times down the trail.
Anianiao, huh?
Anianiao.
Oh, you have hope?
Oh, I have a great deal of hope. These birds are really, really resilient, and they've been here for a long time, and they keep fighting to do what they do best, which is eat insects and make babies and keep on going. And in doing so, they save our forest. Like, we cannot underestimate the contribution of the birds to the health of the forest. So the Akikiki and the Akeke control the insect populations that eat the leaves of the ohia. The Puayohi eats the fruit that the Olapa and the Lapa-Lapa produce, and it spreads those seeds throughout the forest. The Iivi pollinates all the flowers in the understory to make those fruits in the first place. Without that, we have no forest regeneration. As you know, the rain follows the forest, right? So without a forest, we don't have cloud capture, soaking up the beautiful rains that come in with the trade winds and letting it trickle down through our soils to be drinking water for us. It's a package deal.
Oh, man. She's incredible. And word of the biological detective work being done here in Hawaii is getting out to the world. The work done by these Hawaii researchers was published last year, detailing the loss of diversity in Kauai forest bird songs. Their work was profiled in the Washington Post last December. It's in the Atlantic Facebook site right now. Crampton says she really has hope. In a new offensive that's based on releasing non-biting male mosquitoes, and what they do is they result in infertility. Now, this involves injecting a bacteria into each mosquito right in the arm. Nah, I don't know where, but I don't know how they do this. But Callie says that approach has a 2 to 5 year time horizon. If things get too dire prior to that, she says they may try evacuations to Maui or Hawaii Island, which have higher elevations. Meanwhile, Crampton says, do everything you can to stem climate change. And you can find David Kuhn's recordings of natural sounds at soundshawaiian.com.